The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. And hey, congratulations. We made it through the longest night of the year. And even though we are still in the midst of winter, we made it. The longest night has passed. And for me and perhaps some of you, that is no small thing. How many of you in the depths of winter long for days full of warm sunlight? Perhaps in the midst of winter, you, like me, long for the feeling of the sun on your face, the sight of long shadows in the shade of full trees. Perhaps in the midst of winter, you long for the spring bird's song and the flowers bloom, the green grass and the garden's bounty. Perhaps you long for the late evening impromptu gathering of neighbors stopping by and resting on your porch, or walking alone in the woods as you take in the smell of new growth in the forest, the moss, the mushrooms, the wild flowers that surprise as they pop up from where nature plants. How many of you long for what only days full of light can bring? Those who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Longing, a yearning desire for what is missing, is such a normal human feeling. Longing comes from a deep primal fear that what is missing may never return again. This is simply a problem of being human. And even though most of us here have lived through many winters, I imagine there is still a part of each of us that wonders in the depths of darkness if the light will return. So congratulations, you made it through the longest night again. And now, here you sit on this Christmas Eve, still in the midst of winter, but with the assurance that the sun is slowly making its great return. Longing for sun in the midst of winter is such a natural human feeling that many a song has been written, many a poem crafted, many a prayer formed, which expresses this human problem of longing for light. And yet the truth is, humans can find ourselves longing for most anything we feel is absent and we fear might not return. Thus, the statement absence makes the heart grow fonder. While longing for something that is absent can be uncomfortable, sad even, really all feelings are simply information. Information for us as we discern our path in this life, as we discern our actions and make choices. Feelings are not good or bad, they just are. Feelings are simply variables in the evolving solution to encountering the problem of being human. The feeling of longing tells us what we value most. Longing is our heart's way of pointing us toward the path of fulfillment, joy, peace, and happiness. And on this night, I would like to offer that longing also points us toward a deeper embodied faith found in action. I am curious, what do you imagine the people we hear about in our scripture this night from the prophet Isaiah, who were walking in great darkness, what do you imagine those people thousands of years ago were longing for? I'm curious, what do you imagine Mary then delivers that they so deeply longed for, that the wise men would risk their lives by following a star into the dark? That they so longed for that the shepherds would leave their flocks and seek it out? That the disciples so longed for that years later these people would leave everything that was familiar to them and follow him? And I'm curious, what do we still long for now so deeply that thousands of years later we all sit here on this night to hear this story again? I imagine that most of us here have all that we need to get through the longest night, and most of us here are not currently walking in such great darkness. But like those in the story we tell tonight, all of us long for something too. Every year, I find myself curious about our tradition of buying presents for people we love and strangers in need, or making home-cooked meals, or singing songs during this winter season at Christmas time. And I think that this tradition comes from the fact that deep down, we know that all people long for love, for care, to be seen and heard and understood more deeply. And we long to encounter the problem of being human together by meeting the longings of people we love. The people who were walking in great darkness were longing for justice for their people. They were longing for a Messiah that would usher in a time of safety, security, and peace for their nation. And what Mary delivers on this night is a child, born in a surprising way, in an unexpected place, not an earthly king, but a man named Jesus, who then lives his life in such a way that he embodies the evolving solution to encountering the problem of being human. A child who grows into a man who so deeply meets the longings of his people for justice and love that they feel the full presence of God in his very being. The Messiah, the Anointed One, the Prince of Peace. This is what the people who walked in great darkness were longing for, and I would dare say it is what we, who are sitting here in the darkness of this sacred place, in the midst of a hurting world, are longing for even now. We too are longing for the light and the warmth that comes from peace and justice. We too are longing for safety, security, and happiness for the whole world. Those who walked in darkness have seen a great light. So as you offer your gifts or the meals you have prepared for those you love on Christmas, notice if your gift or the mere offering of it meets the longings of those you love. Offering those gifts comes from our desire to meet people in their longing and offer what love we are able. John says Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus did not let fear keep him from shining brightly in a dark world. Rather, Jesus chose to meet the people in their longing. Jesus chose to embody justice, to embody love, to embody God. Jesus witnessed the longing of his people, and Jesus chose to be the light. We celebrate this night the light being born in human flesh. We celebrate in the midst of winter, after the longest night has passed, the sun's great return. We celebrate on Christmas Day togetherness and connection that meets the longings of those we love most. We celebrate an embodied faith, a faith not just of belief, but of choice and of action. This is good news, that we have this embodied faith which leads us to action. It is good news that we too can choose to embody love, to embody justice through caring for others, meeting them in their longing for peace and security, for food, for housing, and yes, for a home-cooked meal or a wish from their Christmas list. It is something to celebrate that on Christmas Eve, we are reminded of our call to meet the longings of this world everywhere we go, whenever we can, even in the darkest of places. Friends, this is the good news of Christ incarnate, of an embodied faith. God is with us and acts through us. So we do not have to fear that the light will not return, because we too can meet people and the world in its deepest longing. And we can choose to go out into the world and be the light. Merry Christmas, Grace. May you shine brightly in this new year. Amen.